Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Unfortunately, the New York Jets and the New York Giants are playing games that really don't mean much. We opened the show talking about what are you actually looking forward to in watching the Jets and Giants. I can tell you this, as a football fan, there is something I'm very passionate about, and it really hit me over the last week as I've given it thought, and I've looked at the standings, and I've analyzed the schedule, and I've looked at the schedule over the next few weeks, and I don't know how many people feel this way, because I know that the team I'm about to mention is hated by many. I really am rooting passionately for the Kansas City Chiefs.
How come?
Because the NFL playoffs without the Kansas City Chiefs will just be missing something.
New and different?
Well, that's a way to look at it.
I mean, that's how you should look at it.
Nah.
Isn't that the purpose of the playing a sport? Is that it's not always the same?
Yes, but I want them there to at least get knocked off by the new and different team.
The challenge with the Chiefs continually going back is that they're not hateable.
Maybe that's why I find myself rooting for them.
The Patriots, when they were the dynasty of the NFL, they felt hateable.
Yes,
for
big time.
So many different reasons. Obviously, locally here for the Jets and because they're in the division, but they just felt like, all right, you have this scandal, you have this cheating thing, you have... Tom Brady's getting paid under the table, allegedly. Like, all these things that were going on.
Right.
It just felt like, I hate that team. And the coach was like a pain in the butt.
Right.
So, they were good to hate.
And the Chiefs aren't. Like, yes. Andy Reid isn't hateable. Andy Reid's a big teddy bear you just want to squeeze.
Yes.
Right? And Patrick Mahomes is a likable superstar, at least to me. I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but I just know that one of the most appealing games this weekend actually is occurring while the Jets and Giants are playing, which is unfortunate. It's a 1 o'clock game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Indianapolis Colts. And I know that maybe some Giant fans have interest because of the Daniel Jones stuff. I have interest because I know the Kansas City Chiefs are basically in a spot where they have to win every single week to make the postseason, and I want to see them make the postseason. Like, I don't want to sit there in January. Not that I won't be watching, of course. It's the NFL playoffs. But I don't want to not see them there. Like, I want to see the Broncos or the Patriots or whomever, the new and different team you're talking about. I know Denver was there last year, but they're still kind of different. I want them trying to knock off the Kansas City Chiefs. Having the Chiefs miss the playoffs would suck.
I'm kind of with you, but I think it's not just fully because the Chiefs aren't there. I think if the Chiefs missed it, but like the Bills and Ravens were the top two teams this year, we would be intrigued to be like, all right, which one of these teams is finally going to climb the mountaintop and get to this Super Bowl? I think the inherent problem is we might really geek out on this stuff as football nerds, but I just think in general in the NFL, the Colts, Broncos, and Patriots kind of signify like boring new.
I think that's well put. I think that's what it's boring new. I agree.
That's so true.
They're boring new.
Yeah, I'm all for new blood, but all three of them, just nothing is sexy.
Well, you know what it is? It's not even about the players, which it could be. I mean, maybe for some it is Daniel Jones and Bo Nix. It's that their franchises have had success.
True.
And so the Patriots getting back there, after a half a decade of suffering, it's like, what?
Right.
The Colts, too, they had the Peyton Manning era, even the briefer Andrew Luck era. But it's not like the Jets and the Browns are the new behemoths of the AFC.
Right. Like when the Lions came back a couple years ago, like, well, this is new and this is awesome. This is those teams aren't the Lions. I don't know. It's just,
No, it's the same boring early 2000s teams. It's like we look at the first place teams in the AFC. It's like we went into a time machine and went back to the early 2000s. The Patriots, the Steelers, the Colts, and the Broncos. Like, are we serious? Like, this may as well just be 2005.
It's outrageous.
I mean, it's outrageous.
Right.
And before we get to your calls, I want to play you a clip of Adam Ottavino talking about how sensitive Brandon Nimmo is. As a former athlete, I'm curious if you ever would have done what Adam Ottavino claims Brandon Nimmo did. This is from Adam Ottavino's wildly new popular Coffee and Baseball YouTube show, in which he explained how proud of a player Brandon Nimmo is, how he probably wouldn't accept the trade to leave the New York Mets.
Brandon's a very proud player. Brandon got pissed when they did like a Yankees-Mets team a couple years ago, and Andy Martino had Verdugo as the left fielder and not Nimmo. Like, I saw Nimmo go at Andy Martino in the hallway about that, and I was like, damn, like, you read the paper like that? Like, you care about what the talking heads say that much? Like, that's surprising to me. Also, I don't think he liked all the talk about Lindor being the captain, just based on one of the articles I read. Now, I don't know any of that inside. Nimmo's a very gentle, nice, great human being, but I think he's a little proud of a player, and so I think he also likes potentially being a Met for life. I think there's a world in which Nimmo could have a couple more great years and get himself way up on the Met leaderboard, and you might start to think about his number getting up there in the rafters. That's how long he's been a Met. So to me, it's going to be hard to convince him to go. I think he's going to want to stay unless he feels super disrespected, and then he'd probably go to some place he's comfortable, but this is an eggshell situation. It's an eggshell situation. Stern's not the best at communicating. So this is, I would love to be a fly on a wall for this conversation. That would be so exciting to me. But I don't know what's going to happen.
He dropped a lot of nuggets in that thing.
Right. Well, forget the Brandon Nimmo stuff for a second. Did he just say that David Stearns is not good at communicating?
That's what he said, yes.
That David Stearns, who is just trying to ingratiate himself with this fan base, but I think more importantly with this team, doesn't communicate well.
In fairness.
With those guys?
Can I defend this for a second?
Okay, go ahead.
Adam Ottavino got DFA'd multiple times by David Stearns. So what's his perspective?
That he just kind of blindsided by being cut all of a sudden?
Yeah, and I don't know how that works. Like, does a GM or team president be honest with a player and say, look, you're going to be here for a day, and then we're going to DFA you? I don't know. Maybe he would prefer that. Maybe the Yankees did that. Because didn't Otto go back to the Yankees for like a day, and then he got DFA'd?
Yeah, he
so
did.
It's possible Brian Cashman was like, or maybe even one of his cronies, not Brian Cashman, said, hey, just want to let you know, this is a one-night stand. Like, you'll be here and then you're gone. So that comment, while it does jump out at me, I take a pause and say, I'm looking at his perspective.
Right, his personal experience with David Stearns biases him in a negative way.
The comment about Nimmo not loving Lindor being the captain, I had the same read from that same kind of quotes that Brandon had in spring training. And I even think I brought it up to you.
Was it shade against Lindor?
No.
Or was it just kind of, why are we doing what the Yankees do?
No, it was everyone around here is kind of a captain. So it reeked of, dude, what about me? At which I can understand.
Right.
And maybe it's why the Mets never named him captain. So, and Ottavino did point out, he didn't have any insight. He was just reading the same quotes that I was reading and everyone else was reading. But did you ever confront like Paul Schwartz when he did an old New York football team and he disrespected you?
No,
or would you let that go?
I don't even think I knew. But we also, just to defend Brandon Nimmo for a second.
Yes.
He could have, put this in quotes now, confronted Andy Martino and been like, dude, you have Verdugo over me?
Oh, so with a smile?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like with levity. Like, dude, what's wrong with you? You're destroying your credibility type of thing.
Go kiss ass.
But not mean it.
That's fair.
You know what I mean?
You'd have to ask Andy Martino.
Exactly. Like,
how did you take Brandon Nimmo's confrontation?
You're dead to me.
And by the way, the other question I'd have to Andy is, how'd you put Verdugo over Nimmo?
Yeah.
Even Yankee fans are wondering. I'm sure at that time, maybe it was closer than we're laughing about it now. But
It probably was before the season.
I don't know.
And just kind of the expectation instead of the actual whatever.
Did you ever confront a reporter for writing something about you that you didn't like?
Oh, yeah.
That's common, though, right?
Yeah, that happens all the time. Because if you're going to get the story wrong, then come to me.
Yeah, that's far different,
and
though.
Especially like, because unlike a lot of athletes in the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This town, especially back then, they all had my number. Like you could never say, I couldn't get in touch with Tiki.
Right.
You had my cell phone number. Call me and ask me. Don't write some dumb you-know-what and then think I'm not going to care about it.
And that one I understand. Like, right. Saying something wrong, I'd be like, hey, I want to fix this. This is literally a writer giving a stupid baseball opinion.
Right. And it doesn't have to be right. He's just trying to get fan interaction.
That's right. And we all have dumb baseball opinions. Yeah. Like, okay. I mean, God, the Brandon Nimmo listen to sports talk radio. God knows the things everyone has said about him over the years.
But now I think he does.
Maybe he does. Yeah, I would advise every athlete not to.
He does.
We know Tiki, me and you know, he does.
Yeah, we do.
Brandon Nimmo does?
Yeah.
Why, did you have a confrontation with Brandon?
No.
Well, no, hold on a second. You can't just put that out there and run away. What happened between you and Nimmo?
Nothing happened between us.
Then why did you say you know he listens?
Because we just know he listens.
We know he listens.
What?
We'll talk
about that. That's for us to know and you to figure out.
Tommy, do you know what they're referring to?
I do.
Oh, you do?
Everybody yes, knows that for you.
I don't know what you're referring to.
I don't know how
one
you
of,
don't know.
I think it was one of your 1 million vacation days you take in the summer. You're very Franciscan.
Did you take a shot at my boy while I was gone?
No, listen. All I would say is in 2023, stop taking vacations.
In 2023, that was a bad year. That was a rough one, so maybe. All right, I'm going to find out about this.
I'm sorry, it was 2024.
It was 2024?
Yeah.
Things were going great in 2024.
We'll talk later.
All right. And then as soon as we talk, I will repeat it on the air because the audience has a right to know. Sonny's in Malvern. Hey, Sonny.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Three things. Number one, remember the famous Joe Namath guarantee?
Yes.
Well, Sonny McCutcheon is guaranteeing that the Giants will not blow a fourth quarter lead this week.
Wow.
I mean, and you know why?
They got to get a fourth quarter
because they're not going to have
it. You know why? Yes. Unfortunately, they're going to get blown out. I mean, Jameis Winston, we all love him, but I mean, he could have had five interceptions last week. Number two, unfortunately, again, I think Jackson Dart is prone to concussions. I had three myself, unfortunately. And you know, you're more susceptible once you get one. Right. And I wasn't hit by 250-pound linebackers. So that's the sad thing about it. Unfortunate, let's hope they're not severe, but he is susceptible and he will get another concussion.
So does that make you then, Sonny, as a diehard Giant fan, open to doing something kind of crazy, as it sounds right now, and moving on from him at the end of the year and drafting another quarterback?
Never. Dude, Evan, this is the brightest and this is the happiest I've been of a Giant fan in since, you know, Eli Manning winning the Super Bowl, the second Super Bowl. Jackson Dart, he's an incredible, gifted, he's got everything going for him. He makes your day. He makes the Giant fan.
Wow.
There's no way I'm open.
That is the ultimate compliment.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, especially
it's true, though.
When he says it's the happiest he's been since the second Super Bowl. I know there haven't been like that many happy moments, but I mean, right now they're 2-9. And I get that Jackson Dart looks good and we can't wait to see him play again, but that's...
Well, I think there have been happy moments. You get to the postseason, you beat the Minnesota Vikings. They're happy moments, but I'd say sustained happiness. You kind of feel like this Jackson Dart thing is going to be in your future for a while.
Mm.
And so there's, you know that there's something to look forward to as opposed to, well, maybe we'll win this weekend.
Reggie is in Waterbury, Connecticut. Hey, Reggie.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
What's up?
I got one question for you guys. Would you shake the tree for Tatis from for the San Diego?
Say it one more time. Would I shake the tree?
Would you try to get him loose from San Diego?
Who from San Diego?
Tatis.
Oh, yes, absolutely. If I'm the Mets or the Yankees, I'm in. I'm calling him.
No, I'm saying the Yankees.
Yeah.
I'm saying the Yankees.
Yes. Yes, I would. I would try to get him.
I mean, if you're the Yankees, why not?
Yeah. He's a superstar young player who's under team control now with that long contract for a while. I'm not concerned about the PED stuff. Yes, I'm in. I'm negotiating.
And who would you give up?
I think that one of the outfield prospects. First of all, here's the problem with a trade like this. I think the Padres would be foolish to trade him. So,
of course, he's part of their foundation.
Like, I get why the Tigers would trade Tarik Skubal. Mm-hmm. They would trade him because if they're not committing to giving him $400 million, then you have to consider getting a godfather return now and moving on. Tatis is signed for the next decade.
Right, doesn't make sense.
So I'll put a fictitious trade together, but it would basically be, I'd start with, I'd give him a choice, Dominguez or Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I'd give him two of my top 10 pitching prospects, whoever they want. So whether it's Hess, Rodriguez, whoever they want. And where else do I have to go? I'd probably have to give him a major leaguer. I'd have to give him Ben Rice, honestly.
Mm.
I'd have to.
Wells.
Would you do Ben Rice, Jason Dominguez, and two of my top pitching prospects, their choice on the two? And not Schlittler.
Can we give him
a major
Wells
leaguer
instead?
No.
Why?
Because they don't want him. They want Ben Rice.
Wells was his runner-up, third in the rookie of the year.
They want Ben Rice. Ago. They could use a first baseman. He's young. He's cheap.
He's going to tell him, I'm only playing catcher. I lost my first baseman, man.
That's fine. Then they'll let him catch a little bit. You can't talk me out of this. That's the return.
I don't want to give up Ben Rice.
Then say no to the trade. Are you going to say no to the trade?
No.
Okay. Tiki said no.
I'd say no, too. I'd look in a different direction for a Rice trade.
Rice, Dominguez, and two of my top pitching prospects for Tatis Jr., and you're saying no.
I'm saying no, yeah.
Now, I'm not trying to be a pig. I'm trying to be fair about what a trade like that would have to look like if you're getting a young, in their prime superstar.
We are getting, but we're also getting some red flags of a couple years past with Tatis that comes with
it. Oh, now you care about PEDs?
I didn't say I care.
I'm looking at a banner hanging from our studio.
I care about the repercussions now that exist from PEDs.
Right, because of suspension.
Yes.
Which is 80. No, it'd be
more
season now because he already had one.
Yes.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy, isn't it?
It is crazy.
That could be accidental.
Yeah, it could be. That would suck.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Okay.
No,
all right.
You talked me out of it.
I was just responding to him saying, hey, what would I have to do to get a deal done? I'm just trying to tell you. It'd be a lot. And if no one's willing to do that, then the Padres shouldn't trade him.
Right. Look, he's one of their best players. And he really was their best position player. And he's
27.
He's 26 years old, 27 years old. They won 90 games. Like, trading him would mean you're kind of thinking of starting over at some point.
I'd make that trade, by the way. I don't think you're giving up anything life-changing, honestly. I'm giving up one of the outfielders who Brian Cashman basically said they're looking to move anyway. I'm loaded with pitching prospects. So obviously there's a risk, but I also have, you know, Max Fried signed for the next decade and Cam Schlittler looking like an emerging star. So I feel okay about that.
Right.
And look, giving up Ben Rice sucks, but I'm getting Fernando Tatis Jr. I'd make that trade if I were you.
Nah, I'm not into it.
Okay, that's fine.
Got to take one more piece off.
That's fine. Let's go to JR in Somerville. Hey, JR.
Oh, my God. My head almost exploded. Tatis is in the fast lane Hall of Famer right now at 26. You guys wouldn't give up Ben Rice? You guys are crazy. Anyway.
I know.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I got three quick points.
Yeah.
The thing about Ottavino is that Atlanta should be alarmed because, I mean, I don't care what he says. At the end of the day, it's the pitch selection, the mechanics, all the stuff that Hefner was in control of. So that guy's in Atlanta. So that's who should really be alarmed by Ottavino's statements. That's the first thing. Second thing, Evan, yesterday your NBA scheduling idea was horrible, okay? It was stupid, and they just go down to 40 minutes a game, and that's it. I mean, I can't believe somebody didn't press you at the end when you said that this would be the same amount of games as the 82-game schedule when the idea is to reduce the games. So that's kind of crazy.
No. Here's because you didn't listen correctly, and I admit it's complicated, so it's probably my fault.
I was half lost, JR.
I'm cutting down on regular season games, but I'm adding what is deemed as playoff games, so we end up with a similar amount of games. But we're valuing more playoff games, which I think would help with TV deals.
You're artificially making them playoff games.
Yes, and I'll tell you, JR, with all due respect, it's better than your cockamamie idea of taking minutes off the clock. You should be embarrassed for that
Whatever.
Idea.
Whatever. You were a champion of the Manfred Man when you had to watch an 18-inning game in the World Series. It felt special, that game. All right? So a 48-minute playoff game would feel special if you brought them regular season down to 40. All right, forget about that. Let me get this shame, because this is ridiculous, okay? I almost drove off the road. This guy called Bobby Okereke on WFAN, and this guy, you guys haven't replayed this as a reason not to get rid of this clown. All right, because the whole thing about this is that I hope my GM has Red Zone and a YouTube subscription, okay? But him to do that, you know, is crazy to me, and then give the guy $20 million, but, you know, he gave $20 million guaranteed to Darius Slayton, so all of this is making sense. Dable forced him to get Dart, okay? Wink Martindale made a big banks, okay? He was hoodwinked by Bass. This guy has no football constitution. He goes into the SEC, he gets the two worst players there, including Hyatt. We knew what Hyatt's problem was coming out of school,
right?
And you're seeing it on the pro level. The guy does not know ball. I want him gone. That pisses me off. Thank you.
That's a good phone call.
That was good.
I don't know if it'll go as viral as John and Maspeth, but it was a pretty passionate phone call that took apart Joe Shane. So why won't that go as viral as John and Maspeth screaming like a lunatic?
I think
John, doesn't that almost seem unfair to JR?
It does seem unfair. John, what stuck was the landing.
It was emotion.
Well, not only that, at the end of the emotion, when you end it with, I don't know, that's a great plot twist ending to a phone call. So I think it's passion plus sticking of the ending. The JR ending was fine, but it's not as dramatic.
Mm. All right. Do me a favor, because I'm curious about this now.
Okay.
Can you tell Digital to cut that phone call?
And see if it goes out?
And just see how many people consume it, dislike it, whatever people do on social media.
Evan, honestly, I could say whatever I want to make, but that's the best way to do it.
That's the best way to do it, because I thought that was a great phone call. I'm being genuine here.
Yeah.
And I'm not knocking John's phone call. I thought John's phone call was awesome, too, but I thought JR had, a smarter... You could hear every word.
There was a detail.
It wasn't ear coherent.
Yeah, there was a detailed point.
Yes.
Again, that's why
and
it won't
again,
go
it's,
viral.
And again, it's superficial.
Right.
Because he's talking about not being able to say Bobby Okereke instead of calling him Okereke.
Well, he got to other points, but yes, that was one of them.
All right, but part of it is just kind of, real.
That was a really good phone call.
Jalin Hyatt was not, he was good at Tennessee, but it's because he was running wide open.
Yeah.
Catch a wide open pass. Okay, sure. He can't, didn't translate. And he should have known that. Evan Neal. I mean, is there a worse tackle that's come out of the SEC in the first round? I mean, I'm not even joking.
It's a good question.
So he's right.
No, he's absolutely right.
Deonte Banks, you draft a Big Ten cornerback. They run the ball in the Big Ten. So what are we doing?
No, you're not wrong.
He doesn't even want to tackle.
No, you're not wrong. I think you nailed it. Or JR nailed it, and you continued to nail it. You're right. 888-808-1019, Chris in Manhattan. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Evan and Tiki. I think it's a little ironic for Adovino to make those comments, considering he was used once every 15 days. But anyway, I got a two-part question for both of you. I know we talk a lot about this baseball offseason, how long it takes to ramp up. You know, other years, right around Thanksgiving, we've already seen some signings, right? So with the exception of Naylor, nothing has happened yet. And I wanted to ask you both, how much do you think the impending work stoppage is affecting this? Is it making owners think they're going to wait longer to get better deals, or is it the opposite? Like, what do you think of the ramifications of that looming strike?
I don't think so far there's been any. Like, I think that maybe Trent Grisham figured, you know what, let me have a big year, let me collect $22 million, and let me not only go into free agency without a qualifying offer, but let me go into what could be a new free agency. I have no idea. I don't know what it's going to look like post the potential lockout. But in terms of the slowness of moves, it doesn't feel that slow. But let me rephrase that. It is slow. It's normal slow. It's always right. Slow. Like, it doesn't really heat up till the winter meetings. And so the winter meetings are December 8th, December 9th, December 10th. I think there'll be a flurry of moves. And I think it's going to follow a very similar script to last year. So I don't get a sense that so far this lockout is affecting much.
Mm-mm. Doesn't feel like it, even though it feels slow. But it's always slow in baseball.
That's the thing.
Don't act like this is new. I think we always forget. Football happens so fast. Baseball, it just takes time.
And here's the good news and the bad news.
Especially when some of these deals are going to be big deals.
Oh, no question. I'm going to give you good news and bad news just to tell you about the future. Not this year, but next year. There's going to be a lockout. That is the most obvious thing in the world. Now, I didn't say they're going to miss games. I don't know about that. But there's going to be a lockout. So the lockout's going to start, I think, December 15th. I think that's the date. So what's going to happen next year, Teak, is there's going to be a flurry of moves before December 15th. There's an artificial deadline.
Because the agent wants to get locked into or grandfathered in.
And some players are going to prefer that.
Yeah.
We saw that during the last lockout. So we are going to get like a firm deadline. Right before December 15th, we're going to get a level of craziness that's cool. Then on December 15th, the sport's going to shut down. Mm-hmm. And it's going to shut down for months. Whenever it comes back, I don't know the answer to that. Let's say it's April 5th. They're going to end up missing games. But they finally settle on April 5th. The day they come back, there's going to be a three-week period of lunacy.
Right.
Absolute frenzied free agent lunacy. So the lockout will turn baseball for one offseason into what people want,
mm-hmm.
which is two moments of flurriness, if that makes any sense.
I wonder if they should do that anyway.
They want to, but the players won't agree to it because they don't think a deadline benefits them.
No, like a quick deadline, and then it's closed until, I don't know, whatever.
So there is no ramification to it. You're just shutting the sport down for 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you could try that.
And then if you don't get it done before the deadline, then you got to wait till right before spring training.
Yeah. I was always thinking there's got to be some kind of penalty to it, but the players wouldn't agree to it. So my idea was...
Well, the penalty would be that you're getting less of a deal.
Why are you getting less of a deal?
Because you waited.
What makes you think that becomes less of a deal?
The owners agree to just cap the second half.
You've just committed a crime.
Why is that? Because I put a salary cap in?
Yeah, that's called, what's that phrase called again? In the 80s? Where they all, collusion.
That's not collusion.
Yes, it is.
No, I'm telling you.
This is collusion on the radio.
This is a collectively bargained, like, program.
Yeah, if it's collectively bargained, you're right, it's not collusion. The players aren't going to agree to it. So you'd have to secretly agree to it,
no,
and that's collusion.
It's wide open before. So the initial signing period, it's wide open. It's Katie bar the door. Go get as much as you want.
Right.
But after, as you get right up to the season, it's capped. There's only so much you can do.
Yeah, they're not
going to go for that. And so it forced guys to get done early.
They've said no. Scott Boras just called you some horrible names. He kicked you out of baseball for that idea.
Okay.
Let's go to Patrick on Long Island. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
It's my first time calling.
Nice.
I just want to say, Tiki, you are my mom's favorite player growing up.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Patrick.
I was speaking of the Giants. I just want to ask about a potential off-season pickup. What are your guys' opinions on getting Alec Pierce? I think he's a big boom or bust type of guy, but it would come out positive for the Giants. His rookie contract's up this year.
Yeah.
And I think he could fit really well into that offense. And he loves the deep ball. Jackson Dart will throw the ball to him. And I think as long as he's healthy, he's a great addition that you could probably get for cheap. Yeah, so what are your thoughts on being a wide receiver too?
He's interesting because he is a – I won't say exclusively because I know he has done some other things. He is primarily a go-ball receiver. Now, he's gotten really good at corralling those things, and it's why he's so utilized in Indy's offense, but it's one trick. And that might work, actually, if Malik Nabers is healthy and you got him doing all the underneath digs, X's, etc., and you have Wandell still. And so I think he's a great complementary wide receiver, Alec Pierce.
But he's going to want to get paid. And are you going to pay a one-trick pony a lot of money?
No.
Because that would be why Indianapolis would move on from him, having other talented wide receivers that they're wanting to pay more.
I would guess he wants to stay in Indy. So as long as they don't completely disrespect him and offer him like the minimum, why would he want to leave there? Because he's established himself there.
Here is the aforementioned John and Maspeth. Hey, John.
What up, John?
What's up, fellas?
What's up?
You're internet famous now. I'm actually watching you guys on TV for once. I'm waving, but you guys can't see me, obviously.
Hey, we're waving back.
Oh, we're waving back. Hi, John. How's it going?
Anyways, I heard you guys mention Reddit before, and I went over to the WFN Reddit page. And Tiki, man, you take a day off, and all of a sudden you're wearing these tight red leather pants with some high heels, man. What are you doing, bro?
Well, hold on.
Come on. Look what happens if we give you a day off.
Is this picture that's going around, because this is the assumption I made before you answer,
that
this is an old picture of you when you were doing Kinky Boots, the Broadway show.
Right. They weren't pants, by the way. Those are thigh-high leather boots.
Oh, leather boots with, like, heels at the bottom.
Yes.
That has been going around the internet the last couple of days. Is that an old picture or a new report?
That picture's from 2019.
That's what I thought. Why did that get hot the last couple of days?
I don't know, because I was in Kinky Boots.
But what? No, and I know that, and that's why, because I had a few people text me, hey, have you seen this picture on the internet? Mm. And it's a picture of Tiki Barber wearing whatever the heck that
right.
was.
Did I have a robe on?
No. Didn't look like you were wearing a robe.
It was regular clothes with like the thigh-high boots. I think they were thigh-high.
Yeah. In fact, I have
definitely thigh-high six-inch stilettos.
I have the picture. Would you like to take a look at it? Well, I'm pulling it up from one of the many people that sent it to me. I'll close it up for SNY if they need it, but here's the picture of you. All right, so you can look at it.
Oh, that's not today's show.
What is it?
That's on ABC.
Oh, sorry. We got our shows wrong.
That was with Strahan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm holding it up. SNY is doing a great job of zooming in, and you can see Tiki is wearing red, very tight leather pants with heels
pants.
At the bottom.
Those are not pants.
What are they, then?
Those are thigh-high. You know what thigh-high means?
No.
They come up to your thigh.
Oh.
So thigh-high, six-inch stiletto heels.
I couldn't do that.
That's what I had to wear.
They kind of do look like pants, but now I see what you're saying. So they're very high boots.
They're very tall boots.
One would argue, Tiki, they are kinky boots, hence the title of the Broadway play.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, we're working with idiots.
And so my character, Don, wore the kinky boots to dance at the fashion show at the end of the show.
Gotcha.
Along with a whole bunch of other people who were in kinky boots.
I just want to clarify for John and everyone else.
We fed our fire. Feed your fire.
This was not while Tiki was off yesterday.
No.
He didn't say, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put these boots on and go on a tour. This is an old picture that somehow has been making the rounds the last few days. I don't know why. I don't know why it got hot today.
Oh, I love it. It's one of the proudest moments of my life doing that show for 7.5 weeks.
Good for you, man.
I've been tipped off to like some like stuff. As to why this went viral.
Are you actually going to tell us, or much like why Brandon Immo hates you, you're going to keep it a secret?
So I've done a good job for my own mental health of getting off Reddit. I'm like quite a few months clean, and I have somebody that, you know, who I know that is way down the cesspool, and apparently there is a rift between the old WFAN Reddit and there's a new WFAN Reddit. And the old
apparently there's a civil war of Reddit.
This is what I have been told. There is a dictator of sort that runs the original WFA and Reddit that is clearing out anybody's commentary and only wants their own stuff up there. And it's lost all its viewers to a new version of WFA and Reddit, and the old one looking for clicks has dug up an old picture like that going, look what I found. Tiki was off today to wear boots, and it's gone kind of like that.
I don't know anything about this, but should we pick a side in this civil war? Should we endorse one of the Reddits?
I think you should endorse the one that goes with facts, because I wasn't off wearing my kinky boots. They're actually framed in a box, because it was a great run on the Great White Way.
Damn right.
So...
so we're endorsing the new FAN Reddit or the old FAN Reddit?
I personally, from what I've understood, the people close to the source tell me I should endorse the new one because although they might be critical of people like us...
it doesn't matter. Criticism is fun.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. They're more free to speak their actual mind as opposed to being just...
so the old Reddit, you couldn't say anything?
I guess whoever is running this thing...
I'm confused by this.
I don't understand.
It wants to control everything that's up there, only wants certain things and doesn't like...
but why?
I don't know, man. These are idiots. I don't know.
Well, don't call people idiots.
I'm sorry, they're good listeners, yes.
This has nothing to do with FAN Reddit, but I was out to dinner a few years ago with a friend of a friend, and he was telling me, oh, this Reddit is amazing. He's a big basketball fan. He's like, dude, some of the basketball rumors, the videos, this is how I consume the NBA, through Reddit.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'll give it a try. I downloaded Reddit. I didn't understand it. Mm. I couldn't, get around. I almost got lost immediately.
You read an article, and you click, hey, I read it.
Look at you.
I like it for TV shows. I like to see what people are talking about with TV shows.
I only find it, if I Google something. I Googled, what was the piece of information? Oh, I Googled how many times did Carlos Mendoza use a reliever 3 days in a row? And it got me to a Reddit page in which they were talking about that.
Right. Reddit is great.
Some of it ends up being great. I just don't know how to consume it without, getting there via Google. Do you know what I mean? I can't get on Reddit and just have fun.
Well,
YouTube and Twitter, no problem.
There's an app.
No, I know I'm on the app.
But what don't you understand?
I go there and I'm lost. I'm like a child in a forest. I don't know where
to
go.
Did you ever input your preferences, your likes?
No.
Well, that's how because you're just going to get randomness then.
Yeah.
But that's how Twitter and YouTube already know my likes.
No, dude, just search.
Twitter and YouTube and Instagram and all those, they follow, they track what you follow.
Yeah, I like that.
And they also track what... people with their phones next to you, what they follow.
That's fine.
And so Reddit, you have to self...
that's too much work, T.
It's not too much work.
Just follow me.
Get what you want, not what somebody else thinks you want.
But they already know what I want.
No, they don't, because you didn't tell it.
But they find out, why...
No. You have to tell it. You have to tell Reddit what you want.
I know.
I want content on the Mets. I want content on the Jets. I want content on...
how Sean Morris ruined WFAN.
Disney.
No.
Exactly. I want content on whatever.
Right.
And you will get it populated.
Yeah, but you're...
into your Reddit.
I have to do something. When I go on YouTube...
it's so easy.
They already give me Grover Cleveland videos. I don't need to tell them I want presidents.
All you got
to
do is search presidents on Reddit.
You're just restarting an algorithm.
Yes.
All right.
That's it.
So
you can opt into it, as opposed to being, manipulated into it.
I can't get into details because it's a secret, but I'm going somewhere tonight, and I may be on one of those vehicles that go into the air, so I got a lot of time on my hands. Mm. This is a secret. I can't really talk about it, so I'm talking in code. Maybe I'll explore Reddit while I'm doing this.
I'm gonna kill you, Sean, literally. We have to limit Evan's obsessions. He's got a lot of them. You go down that Reddit rabbit hole, you're never getting out of it.
You're just upset I'm going to send you double the amount of audio clips for the show.
I don't think they provide audio on Reddit. Oh, actually, sometimes they do, but it's audio we can find easily. But yeah, I'm telling you, it's a rabbit hole you don't get out of.
It takes a long time. Yeah, it's like quitting cigarettes.
Well, Tiki just advised me that I want more information about presidents. I'm going to input it on Reddit tonight.
You should.
We have a brand new edition of How Much Does Tiki Know About Tiki coming up. Jeez. Plus more of your phone calls on the Yankees, the Mets, the Giants, and the Jets. Before we get back to your busy telephone calls, it is time for another edition of the ever-popular segment simply known as How Much Does Tiki Know About Tiki? Are you ready?
I think so. I'm never ready because I don't know anything about me.
I don't know.
How much does Tiki know about Tiki?
Sometimes you know a lot.
I'm just checking my Reddit community.
Oh, you're on Reddit now. I went on Reddit and the first thing I saw is something that I'm laughing about it and I'm going to reserve my opinions to myself, but it is so funny There's an Oval Office meeting between President Trump and Mayor-elect Mamdani,
mm-hmm.
and their interactions are just amazing.
Priceless.
Like, I think there should be a new podcast called Mamdani and Trump. Or Trump and Mamdani. I mean, right. however you want to, I don't care about that stuff. But, yeah, so that was the first thing I saw on Reddit, and I'm in love. Like, I can't get enough of this. This should be the new vaudeville act that's touring the country. But anyhow.
It made the rounds yesterday as well when there was a... Mamdani's going to make everybody learn Arabic numerals.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
People went crazy.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That is funny. How many times, Tiki Barber, have you faced the Detroit Lions?
Three?
That would be incorrect.
How much does Tiki know about Tiki?
One, I know I didn't play in one because I was a rookie. Is it like five?
Twice.
Twice.
How
Twice.
Much does Tiki know Nothing. About Tiki?
October 24th, 2004. Do you know about that game?
Oh, yeah.
What do you know about it?
We lost.
You lost 28-13. How'd you do?
What year was that?
2004.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I mean, was that Eli's first game?
No.
No, his first game was Philly. He played it. and then he played after week nine. I don't know.
Well, Chris Berman, if you could help us out, would you like to describe a 62-yard touchdown off a screen pass by one Tiki Barber? Yes,
now on 3rd and 12 Giants, it's a screen from Kurt Warner to Tiki Barber. And watch him carry the ball high and watch him get a block there and look at him go. He could go all the way. 62 yards on the screen. And the Giants are in business, Tom.
That block by Jameer Taylor right there and Tiki Barber, as you said, boy, he's not fumbling the football because he is holding it up high and he has got it tucked in tight.
Tight. Tight.
They didn't talk about the screen. I do remember that. That was the first time people noticed me looking at the screen.
Oh.
The Jumbotron. Looking to see where the defender was coming from. And then teams started to play it in delay. So I couldn't do it.
That's actually really smart. That's a good adjustment. Here are your final numbers. 22 carries for 70 yards.
That's not bad.
How about your receiving numbers? 7 catches, 102 yards, and a touchdown.
Wow.
How about that little performance?
That's why the PPO people loved me.
Damn right. Unfortunately, you guys lost by a final score of 28-13.
Yeah, that was a rough game.
Now, the other game is a little bit of a callback to something earlier from the show. November 19th, 2000. You guys went into this game with a record of 7-3, and you lost 31-21. And what happened not too far after that game ended?
Oh, I know what happened.
Well, you could tell us. How much does Tiki know about Tiki?
Yeah. Hey, Jim, is your team making the playoffs? I'm pushing my chips to the center of the table. This team is going to the playoffs.
How about that? And it was all after that loss to Detroit in which you did fumble the football. Do you remember the fumble?
No.
You down 14-0. The good news is they didn't score off of it. Okay. So no points off the turnover.
No harm, no foul?
No harm, no foul. James Jones was the one who forced it. And you had 8 carries for 30 yards, but 8 catches for 99 yards. Mm. Not too bad.
Wow.
And you guys lost 31-21. So you never beat the Detroit Lions.
They don't value that, Sean.
That doesn't
count for my career record.
A running back having 8 catches, 99 yards. Maybe we want to take the Hall of Fame candidacy a little more seriously.
Well, they got to count that. I mean, that's a hell of a performance.
I mean, that is he had a Jamar Chase type game in that game.
He kind of did. Think about your two games receiving against Detroit. 8 catches for 99 yards and 7 catches for 102 yards with a touchdown.
I think until Odell broke it, I think I had the record for most receptions in a game for the Giants.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
Because it was just, all right, we stink. Here you go.
Dump it down a team. Yeah.
Dump it down.
I will give you one little factoid about that game in 2000 to bring things full circle with that being almost 25 years ago to the date. Guess who caught a touchdown pass that day from Kerry Collins? And the only reason I ask is because full circle. It's a full circle moment.
Full circle moment.
Full circle in relation to Sunday. So it's in relation.
Oh, Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell caught a touchdown pass from Kerry Collins. How about that?
And what is the game most famous for?
What is it most famous for?
Come on.
I don't know.
Jason Seahorn's pants falling down.
That's a good call. I saw that in one of the highlights. Mm. I did see. In fact, I was thinking about pulling that highlight.
That's because he wouldn't wear a damn belt.
Is that why?
Yeah, they didn't wear pads. Like, they had no pads in their pants. They didn't want to wear belts because it felt, I don't know, it's heavy. It makes me heavy.
Yeah.
And so they wanted to look cool.
In the highlight package, Chris Berman said he had to make a decision. Make the tackle or keep his pants from falling down. And he made the decision to keep the pants from falling down. I didn't know that that's what the game was most famous for, though.
It's like the most famous image, and then obviously Fossil goes to the podium with the pushing your chips all in.
That is one of those losses that has a great connection to it. Like, sometimes in sports, the loss that precedes the turnaround,
because it wasn't the next day or 2 days later. It was right after the game press conference.
Wow.
And so he was adamant about it, and it galvanized us.
And it worked.
And it was brilliant, because if we didn't, he was getting fired.
You got nothing to lose at that point.
And if he did, he looks like a genius, which he did.
Tomorrow is the 25th anniversary of the speech.
Well, the game was November 19th, though.
And so then maybe it was the midweek. Maybe it was when
he came
back.
So it wasn't right after the game then, if that's the case.
1,000%. Tomorrow's the date. I went through YouTube. Tomorrow is the date.
Okay.
So maybe that was like the Tuesday after they rejoined.
Tiki's calling BS on you right now, Sean.
I got to rethink that.
Here's the problem, Sean, and I love you. And I mean this with peace and love.
I've had a bad 2 days.
You lied twice on the air and got fact checked immediately.
This would just be my memory being wrong.
No, no, you would just make an innocent mistake. I'm talking about Sean. I'm talking about the reason we don't trust him is that yesterday, twice, once in the midst of a Lugash debate series and once at the end of the show, said something patently false, got corrected on it, and admitted, oh, yeah, I was just seeing if you were paying attention. That's lying.
No, well, hold on.
So we don't trust you.
The Ravens one wasn't a lie. I forgot.
What was the Ravens one? I don't even remember.
That was the one at the end of the show where I said he only held Lamar Jackson at 10 points. You guys said he didn't play in the game. I said he didn't.
Okay, so that was an innocent mistake?
That was an innocent mistake.
The other one about no coach has led a team to the playoffs with three different teams, and Tommy immediately said Parcells, and you're like, oh, I was just making it up. I just want this debate to end.
Look, you got to take a shot down the field every once in a while. I took one you guys called me on.
No, but the problem is the audience doesn't trust you. So when you say it's the anniversary, and even I'm like, I don't know, none of us believe you. Tiki's in a foxhole right now. Foxhole.
Look up the date.
Rabbit hole.
He's in a rabbit hole.
In a rabbit hole.
He's in a rabbit hole just trying to see if you're right or not.
Okay, so let's add that one to the list.
That's right. The debut of Idioms from Idiots will be debuting in the next 45 minutes.
No, Idiots with Idioms.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Idiots with Idioms. It's Idiots with Idioms?
Yes.
All right, I have to write this down. Idiots with Idioms. I have it written down as a segment. I even got that part wrong. Let's go to Trey in Morristown, New Jersey. Hey, Trey.
How we doing?
Good, man.
I want to say two things. One, if Stearns is going to trade Nimmo, which I don't know if is the right move, but there better be no reclamation projects in the pitching staff like Frankie Montas and those kind of guys. And then two, with Ottavino, it's a bit ironic to hear from him around the holiday season because we're all going to be hanging our Christmas lights like he was the slur of that last year in Queens.
I love it.
Unfortunately for Adam Ottavino, who seems like a good guy, you know that the response to certain criticisms are going to be Met fans basically saying you suck, which is not fair. I mean, Adam had a nice major league career, but the end of it was not pretty for Met fans. And so even if his criticism is valid on Carlos Mendoza's bullpen usage, the knee-jerk reaction is going to be, well, he stinks. Let's go to Dave in Lindenhurst, New York. Hey, Dave.
Hey, what's up, Ev? What's up, Teague? Shout out to the rest of the guys.
What's happening?
The show. I just got a question for Teague, because he's a former player. My opinion should be in the Hall of Fame. It's about the Jets. I got a family member who was like a Justin Fields truther. I don't know why. This guy.
That's interesting.
But, I don't get it. He was, you know, trying to compare Josh Allen last night and Justin Fields. But my question is, do you think Tyrod Taylor, you know, aside from the injuries, is a competent quarterback?
Yeah, he's definitely competent. It's just what's his ceiling?
Of course. We know this season's lost, and, you know, not for nothing, every Jet fan out there that had expectations that we were going to go to the playoffs this year, I would say you're delusional. But I just think they're making the right move going to Tyrod to evaluate talent.
No, I think they are because it helps. Well, also, it helps them win. I think it gives them the chance to win over Justin Fields, who just either reluctance or, I don't know, fear of making mistakes is just not aggressive enough throwing the football. Tyrod Taylor is going to make some mistakes doing that, but at least it gives you a chance to score some points, and that's most important. And look, Tyrod Taylor has been loved every locker room he's been in. It was that way in New York. It's certainly that way in Buffalo. So their rally around him, it's just a matter of how good he can be. That's what we don't know.
They are doing it for both reasons. He gives them the best chance to win. He gives you the best chance to evaluate the players around you.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to tell you something. And again, I am just giving you information. I'm giving you stats.
Right.
You don't have to like it. The one thing I ask is don't yell at me. Don't blame me. I'm not trying to send you any message. I just want to tell you something that I found interesting. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Jackson Dart is 128 for 204 this season. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's his completions and his attempts. 62.7%.
Right.
128 for 204. Justin Fields, 128 for 204.
That's
62.
Are you serious?
I swear to God, yes.
Yeah. Why does that feel so different?
That's why I'm reading this to you.
Because Jackson Dart has 5 rushing touchdowns. How many does?
Well, hold on. I'll go. I'm going to be very fair about this. Jackson Dart has thrown 10 touchdown passes and 3 interceptions. Fields has thrown 7 touchdown passes and 1 interception.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jackson Dart has Jackson Dart has rushed for 317 yards. Justin Fields 383. Jackson Dart has rushed for 7 touchdowns. Justin Fields, 4. So there is the advantage, 17 combined touchdowns versus 11 for Justin Fields. But their quarterback rating for Jackson Dart, 93.5, for Justin Fields, 89.5.
Right.
Their interception percentage, much lower for Justin Fields, a little bit higher in the touchdown percentage for Dart. But the completion numbers, exactly the same. Your thoughts? Any thoughts on that?
It just feels different.
Yeah, I mean,
this is lies, damn lies, and statistics.
Yeah, I mean, I could point to quite, and I know A.D. Mitchell didn't have a great game. Theo Johnson, Darius Slayton has really hurt that completion percentage.
Oh, really? I'm glad you said that. There's this thing called drop percentage. Justin Fields' drop percentage is higher than Jackson Dart's.
So I'm just
letting you know, bad throw percentage, higher for Dart than Fields. How about that?
Evan.
The on-target percentage, higher for Fields than Dart. So even if you look at these advanced passing metrics determining accuracy, Fields has the edge. Now, I'm just giving you the numbers. I have my own opinion. I'll give it eventually. But so instead of you just saying, well, I feel Theo Johnson drops the ball a lot, just giving you the numbers that Fields has been the victim of more drops than Dart.
Again, this is king of you not letting me finish, because I you wouldn't let me even say what you were about to say, which is, unfortunately, I went through this about 2 years ago with Daniel Jones and drops, and I went to this drop percentage. And what you realize is this is the most, Tommy B. Redd, is it fakakta stat that exists, if I could say that? There have been games walking away where, like, the Giants had 5 drops in a game, and they've only charted 2. And you're like, well, how are they not counting these 3? I'm not saying that that doesn't also work for Justin Fields, but that stat has, and I've done my own research, has massive flaws to it. That's all I'm saying.
Have you done the research on Justin Fields?
I haven't, but that's why I stated by saying the last game we watched, A.D. Mitchell not bail him out, so I understand that.
Look, here's the thing, and Tiki's 100% right. I've watched every snap of both of these guys' seasons. I am a Jet fan.
Yeah.
Justin Fields stinks.
Of course.
I think Jackson Dart has a chance to be the future.
Right.
So I agree with all of us who says the eye test does not back this up.
Well, this is why you have to watch games.
Yes.
And not just read spreadsheets.
Well, stats are terrible.
But I just wanted to share the stats because I find them funny.
Yeah, they don't tell the story in the NFL.
Yeah.
They can tell it in baseball, maybe.
I think they can to a degree.
Maybe not even basketball.
Matters the stats you're looking at in basketball.
Yeah. But like, I think football, it doesn't tell you anything.
Football, I think, of all the sports, the stats tell you the least. But it is kind of funny. I mean, you just have to admit that their completion. They threw the exact same amount of passes.
That's
the
bizarre.
Exact same. I swear to God.
How does that even make sense?
I don't know. I'm staring at it, though. I'm not making this up. And, like, I saw someone refer to this on social media 2 days ago, but they only showed that stat. And I said, no, I got to look this up. I don't even believe it's real. I'm literally on Pro Football Reference, and I compared the two players, and I'm looking at all their stats. That's why I was able to look at, you know, the on-target percentage, the bad throw percentage, all that kind of stuff, which I don't even disagree with Sean about. I'm sure they're flawed. It's just that when you look at them, the numbers tell you Justin Fields has been the victim more than Jackson Dart has.
They are not the same player.
I completely agree, but
not even close.
But the numbers tell you something
different.
Screw
the numbers. Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus, now streaming on Paramount Plus. It's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season, now streaming only on Paramount Plus.
How can the New York Giants beat the Detroit Lions without Jackson Dart? We'll try to figure that answer out coming up, plus a new edition of the Cinco de Five-O, our NFL picks, and the debut of a brand new segment created by a loyal listener called Idiots with Idioms. That's coming up as well.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.